So I came up with a new term for you. Yes. Head volunteer.
Head volunteer. I like that. I like that.
Chris Trapani joining
Although
us
Although there's
this morning.
Several head volunteers.
There are.
You realize that. I'm not the only one.
So what do you think, Jack? Executive volunteer then?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah?
I like that.
Executive volunteer. Yeah. Executive chief volunteer.
Why don't you just call me old guy?
It's all the gray in Jack's beard that means you believe maybe he should get old guy.
He's been around for a while now.
Well, he's taking a certain amount of pride in that gray hair that I do not. That's why I don't wear a beard anymore, Jack.
I'm just letting it go.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a skunk's tail right now, so it's okay.
I noticed that, too. Jack, really, you know, out there pushing some of the volunteers, the entertainment we've got this weekend. It begins tonight, the 7 o'clock Civic Center.
Yes. Actually, we started last night. A lot of people don't realize we actually start the Sunday before with the Little Mr. and Miss contest. And it was packed. The auditorium of the Civic Center was packed. And then, as you just said, tonight is our Heron Festa Italiana scholarship pageant. Very, very well attended every year.
And, of course, we know the host tonight. 11 years.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Steve Fallett, the market manager here, 11. We were talking yesterday, and he says, yes, in my 11th year.
He's been very good to us.
25th anniversary for the scholarship pageant, which didn't start as a scholarship pageant. Started as a beauty pageant. Scholarship, $4,000.
Yes. Now we're up to, I think, over six.
Are
and,
we? Good.
And we've given away, of course, well over $100,000 in our 27 years or 25 years, so we're pretty proud of it.
11 contestants tonight, 7 o'clock Civic Center.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. It'll be packed. Please come. Get your seat early.
All right. So, I mean, when we start looking down the list, you've got the scholarship pageant, the honoree banquet. Now, here's the thing. I've been fortunate enough over the many years, whether it's Murfreesboro or Harrisburg or Heron or Carbondale, to watch volunteer groups. And I got to say, Heron Festa is one of the most preeminent volunteer events when you look at how many people from the community have to come out and serve. Now, over in Murfreesboro, it's the volunteers for the state barbecue championships. Every judge has got a helper.
Right.
And you've got, but you've got to be incredible. Because, you know, whenever I brought this up about, you know, you being the executive director, head volunteer, I think people, the amount of work that goes into this thing.
We're blessed. I mean, I've been around for about 20 of those 27 years. I started on the parade, mainly did that. Got on the committee in the mid-2000s, then became president in 2006. And it just blows me away. We have scores of people that just pony up and help us a whole bunch. Of course, as you know, Heron Festa is the fundraising arm of the Heron Chamber of Commerce, 100%. Non-for-profit, and everybody steps up to help our community in our area.
So Frank and Vicky Colombo, your parade marshals, the honoree banquet. Then you've got Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois, the corporate honoree and lifetime achievement, Dr. Russ and Dee Fine.
Yes, yes. We're very proud that those selections were made this year. Of course, Doug Kimmel out at the airport does a great job, and we're so proud to have them as our corporate honoree. Vicky and Frank Colombo are mainstays of Heron. You know, the Colombo family has been around for decades. And with regards to Dr. Russ and Dee Fine, of course, Dr. Fine, every hallway you walked in Heron Hospital, you know, there he was. So
I worked with his son, Bruce.
Oh, is that right?
Fed Rock 100.
You've been around for
years.
You've been around for a
long
time. Yeah, but they're,
before he went on to be a CNN cameraman, I think he actually did. One of the finest voices in radio.
Yeah, they're going to be in Tuesday night. And one of my favorite parts of Festa is seeing people who deserve the accolades get it and entities get the accolades that they deserve for what they do for our area.
All right. And then on Wednesday night, it's your talent contest. This is one that I've never gotten a chance to see. And when I started looking this up, I didn't realize so many kids were involved.
Oh, it's so fun. I was talking to Karen Salmo last night at the Little Mr. and Miss, and she said, Chris, it's going to be our biggest one we've had in a while. It's going to be packed. There's a bunch of people signed up for it. And it's really neat to come out and see.
Kindergarten all the way through college, adults, bands.
Yes, and several of them have went on, maybe not to be huge stars, but to get some accolades, and we're going to try to highlight some of those in the future.
All right, now, Jack, Thursday is when I start to see you be really active, and I've been watching what you've been doing, in particular in social media. And, you know, there's one of these, the Hairbangers Ball. It's the Hair Ball this year, but I always call it Hairbangers Ball. Did I mess up or the name change?
No, we used to have a band out of Chicago by the name of Hairbangers Ball, but now it's Hair Ball, and they're from Wisconsin. This is a whole different animal. It's about 50 bands in one.
Right. Yeah. And this is the thing that interests me, because when you've got a festival and you set off, this is country and this is rock, and you say, well, I'm not a Foreigner fan, I'm not an REO fan, and that's all that is. Yeah. With this, you get a little, this is literally a montage of all really great epic rock songs. Maybe yeah. that's a, not maybe rock band so much as it is the songs of.
Yeah. And every song, they become that band. So if you're a Kiss fan, they become Kiss for that song. If you're a Journey fan, a Queen fan, a Judas Priest fan, they become that band. And I got to be honest with you, I think this is our most affordable concert this year.
How much?
It's $15 for general admission, $15 for our new premium reserve seating, and $20 in the pit.
All right. So, and this is two bands, too, because you've got an opening act.
Yeah. We have our local band Party Pants that'll be in there as well.
All right. Now, I saw on the list an art exhibit. Now, in the past, we had an art exhibit that was involved with, I keep thinking, the Chicago Neurosciences Clinic or something like that. There's an art exhibit. It's still the same rig?
There's an art exhibit that's still in the back of the chamber. And it runs for all weekend of Festa. And
okay.
People can drop in for that.
All right. So this is a good time for us to talk about something else here. If somebody wants to go to all the bands, shows, all the shows, do you have a special wristband, a special price where I can say, I get to go to every single musical show you've got?
We don't have a all-access pass for all weekend, but you never know what's going to happen next year. This year we've added this premium reserve seating, so you can literally go online and pick your seat.
Here's the thing. The way I see this, Jack, is the term seat.
Yes.
Because whenever I'm there at the... Old guys, Jack, I think you mentioned something about that, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes old guys, you know, I need to lean against something at the very least.
Absolutely.
And so those chairs, this thing with putting the chairs in VIP seating has really worked out well for you guys.
Yes, it has. And people are taking advantage of it. I mean, this is your spot. You don't have to go and be crowded in a general admission area. You can just pick your seat, and it's yours.
So Friday night, it's country night, or is that just an oversimplification?
No, it is country night. Gary Allen will be there on Friday. We're very excited about having him. We've looked at him a couple years. So we're excited about Gary on Friday night, and he's selling very well, particularly in those seats we were talking
about. Yeah, and here's the thing. He's not alone.
No. We have quite a few openers, John Spicer and Eli Teller, local openers, and both of those guys are fantastic.
Bocce tournament. I was driving one of the station vehicles a couple of years back in the parade on Saturday, and the kids look at their watch, and they go, we got to go. And they jump out of the vehicle in the middle of the parade to run to the bocce ball courts.
Yeah.
Well, we can tell what part of Italy you're from. They're calling it bocce instead of bocce. But there's about four
don't worry,
different,
Kevin
four
Frost
or five
will call
different
me
ways.
Or text me
yeah, he'll,
a minute,
call, he'll let you know. He'll let me know. I even pronounce it wrong.
I was going to say, are you pronouncing that right? Yeah. I think we discussed this.
But bocce actually
starts. It's bocce ball.
There you go.
Bocce actually starts Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Runs all the way through. And, of course, we have our golf tournament as well on Friday.
Friday
we got
too.
So much going on. We have over 3 dozen different events that goes on. It's hard to keep track of all of them.
Right, because when you talk about Friday, this is another parade. There's the kids' bike and pet parade as well. And then the sponsor party, which is always very popular. I hope you got the chocolate fountain.
Because
you talked about bocce, which when you say bocce ball, that really ticks Kevin off because that means you're calling it ball.
I think I told you this last year. My brother-in-law in Central Illinois, they call it butchie ball, and I absolutely know that is an incorrect pronunciation. And I've told
you. The thing we're proud of most of all is the world class courts we have.
Yes,
we spent a lot of money on those courts. There's the bocce club, who of course is active all year long, take very good care of it and allow us to use it during Heron Festa, and it's just a prime location to go during Festa.
One of my lifelong friends, who we had the memorial ceremony for him during Heron Festa at the Civic Center last year, Carl Ortel. We're doing this.
And
we're adding this.
A friend of mine as well.
I know that. Yeah. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do this. And every time everybody put a new block, a brick, a roof, a slate, or something in there. He's, no, meet this guy. This is the same stuff they put in the Vatican. We're using that in the bathroom. It's going to be great. Thanks, Carl. Speaking of things that have been improved, Jack put this up on his Facebook page. The new Heron Fest Italiana shirt is really cool. Who did that for you?
The guy standing here next to me.
Did you do that, Jack?
Him and Silkworm.
Yeah, Silkworm.
That's
him
nice.
And Silkworm designed it,
the whole guitar pick inside of it and everything. That's probably one of the best shirts I've seen.
I tell you the guys at Silkworm are fantastic on helping us design this. You can tell them what your vision is, and they came out with this, and they go,
first thing I saw that is, man, that's nice. So, and because merchandising is part of this as well, Saturday night Old Dominion. Is this the show, or is Thorogood the show, or does that depend on which music you consider?
Well, we try to have several nights of the show. Yeah. I'll let Jack talk a little bit about it, but we're pretty tickled with our world-class entertainment.
Chris, I'm such a linear guy. I see everything. Look, this is my notes for the day. Everything's the stack. The most important thing is always at the top.
Yeah, we don't just have one big show. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I think all these are the show.
Yeah, so
Old Dominion on Saturday night.
Help me out here. I'm not very familiar with Old Dominion.
They are a new country act, and whereas Gary Allen is more from the 90s, these guys are now. They just came off a number one hit with a song called A Song from Another Time. They have a song called Snapback. Very popular, heavily played on country music.
All right, Kelly Lynn.
Yeah, yeah. Kaylee Lynn is a local celebrity as well, and she is fantastic. I remember I met her first time in Nashville. She was in Nashville, and she was a friend of mine's daughter, and I didn't even realize it.
All right, and so we need to mention the parade. That's 11 o'clock start time?
Yes, 11 o'clock this Saturday.
All right. For people who are in the parade, what time do they need to get there at pre-stage? Because it's such a huge parade.
About an hour early to an hour and a half, depending on what kind of entry you have, but at least an hour early. And everyone knows the stage up on the south part of Park Avenue.
Right. So that's always a big one. Not an election year, so we won't have to have the guys with the shovels at the back of the parade.
Hey, now, everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome. You know, we probably
Jack's looking over Chris going, did you hear that?
We probably have one of the biggest, if not the largest, parade in this part of the state.
When you start looking at the numbers of units, I think you do. And, of course, you know, we were talking about this, you know, the Festival of the Year award that had been received a couple of years back. Yeah. So the parade is one of the cool ones this year. The Grape Stomp, this is also what I alluded to early, Boche, is part of the festivities all the time, but this adult child tournament you've got going on is one of the biggies, along with the corporate. Now, the corporate one, as a rule, is booked.
Usually with a waiting list.
Yeah.
But you can still come out and enjoy it. All right. Watch it.
And there's a lot of fun that goes on, whether it's sauce eating or the Big and Nose contest or the Grape Stomp. Saturday is just all-day fun. Is there a change? Because I'm just starting getting used to the gates here and gates here to go and you know, the big platforms on the side. Any major structural changes when it comes to the entertainment complex and the layout this year?
We try to improve every year. I was thinking on the way over here, the three or four things I wanted to get on the air. Of course, the carnival's just world-class. It's one of the top three in the nation, and they bring new rides every year. The free entertainment tent, the Walker's Bluff free entertainment tent, which is a place that we created last year for people to go in, maybe have a drink, sit and relax, listen to some free entertainment in the afternoons. A lot of people don't realize that tent's open for the general public. You don't have to pay to get in there. That's a wonderful place. Another new thing we're doing this year, which is great, is an Italian bistro cafe. We're doing that in the Civic Center. We're going to kind of pump up the Italian food a little bit more, and it's going to be on the north end of the Civic Center. And then Jack already talked about our premium seating, which we're very proud of in the entertainment venue.
The premium seating. What's premium seating? 125, 190? What is it?
It depends
on the band?
It's based on the band, but other than Thursday, it's $35.
I expected a lot more.
That's what our old pit. Standing room pit used to be was $35, so we tried to keep it as affordable as it was.
Now, we don't have any of those left some nights. Yeah, we have less than 10% of those seats left some nights.
My understanding is you can still get
them.
Those.
Yeah. But you can still get them, yeah.
And we've even added an early admission option, too. So for a few dollars more, you can buy an extra ticket, and you can get in 30 minutes early, get your picnic table, get up to the front of the pit if you want.
All right. The big Boche tournament is on Sunday. You've got the car show. Hailstorm. Jack, once again, I want to ask you to help me out here.
Lizzie Hale, probably the greatest voice in new rock music. Hailstorm, we've been trying to get them for years when they were going to open up for the band Papa Roach, and we finally got them this year. Very exciting. I don't know, Chris, if you want to tell that story, but basically...
It's probably too long to tell on the air, but I'll just tell you, if it wasn't for Bruce at Ball and Piano and him delivering a baby grand to her personally, we probably wouldn't have got her. But shout out to Bruce Stay for helping us over at Baldwin Piano.
That is indeed why this happened. She really loves that piano, and
she does. All right, so that's Sunday, and a car show too. That's at the park.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful car show. We're so fortunate to have the Park District work with us on that, and it'll be running all day on Sunday, and people are very proud of the car show.
And I'd like to add to that, too. Last year, we finally they added motorcycles as well, so it's not just a car show. It's a car show and motorcycle. We got a lot of guys that have trikes and Harleys that are really blinged up, and they bring them out as well.
Do you see more entries now that the Street Machine Nationals are back in DuCoin? You noticed?
We're packed.
We've always been.
They are packed. They can barely get it all in one day.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful day out in the park.
All right. So I saw at least one published source says Monday is the concert, summer concert of the year.
That's
I saw
right.
the source. I saw it.
Yeah.
Joey Helini took a photograph of it and put it on his Facebook
yeah.
page. And I,
yeah.
when I saw that. So that is Monday. What yeah. start time and who's the show?
Oh, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. That's we open a little earlier that day, too. So our Piazza usually opens at 6. This is 5 p.m. And, of course, I call him George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
That's right. You got to all the way back at the beginning to
yes.
remember that. I'm trying to figure out, Bad of the Bone was first?
Bad of the Bone was his big hit, yeah.
Yeah, and because he changed, it was just like John Cougar.
Yeah.
Changed his name. Well, except this time it was the band name.
He has so many songs, though, from I Drink. A lot of them seem to have to do with drinking.
I noticed that. One bourbon scotch, one beer. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I drink alone.
I just like the way he plays the guitar.
It's that, see, I keep thinking, Bubba, you need to write a check to Muddy. Jack,
yeah,
you've never had that thought?
Well, possibly. Look, he does a lot of great blues tunes that we'll call them covers, but he does them very well.
Right.
And it's funny, I saw a social media post the other day with Eastwood Fritch from American Lion, and he put in there, it's going to be a slide battle. American Lion against George Thorogood and Destroyer.
Right.
I like that. A little rivalry.
You know, because here's after the years, you know, when George Thorogood started, my takeaway from Thorogood, it's about attitude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's the fun part there. The
yeah.
the fun rock and roll rebellion, you know, as you mentioned, drinking and all that stuff. So Thorogood, then you've got the races. I'm sorry, American Lion?
Yeah, American Lion is opening for George Thorogood. Fantastic band. We've had them the last few years, and this is probably the most appropriate spot for them in front of a headliner. They've opened for country guys, rock guys, but George is synonymous to their style of music.
George Thorogood, that's going to be Monday, Memorial Day. So what am I forgetting, Chris?
I just got to put a great plug in for all of our wonderful sponsors. We have dozens of wonderful sponsors, including this radio group, that if it wasn't for you all and them, we wouldn't make it. You help us financially, you help us advertising-wise, and it's just a wonderful thing, the support we get from the Southern Illinois and even the Southeast Missouri area when it comes to sponsorships.
Yeah, and your volunteers.
Absolutely.
Just every time
They're there for us every year. We've had people that have been there since the first.
Yeah.
You know, 27 years.
I remember the first – I'm trying to remember the first volunteer. Bubba, I think, was the first volunteer, and he was worried about the weather. It was Bubba. I got the radar. We got to worry about the shows. I've met some of the finest people and when it comes to Heron Fest of Italiana, and they're the volunteers. Not always the talent that comes to town. They're great.
Yeah.
But the people who come back. What's interesting is about Monday, they're going, I don't know, doing this again. And about 2 weeks later, they're ready to go again. But towards the end, I've had enough.
It is rough towards the end. I'll give you
it is. You get towards the end, but they're always back and ready to go when the season starts.
You know, you mentioned the weather, and we've done a lot of improvements over the years to make our surface good, to get some more tents up. You know, we're very cognizant of the fact of safety for people, but with regards to rain and our area, we're pretty good. I mean, there's always going to be some rain during Heron Fest. I would prefer it be at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
But when it comes, we're ready for it, and the shows will go on. We're very, very, very proud of the fact that we've realized this is an outdoor concert, and people, we appreciate them sticking with us and still getting tickets. We try to make the most affordable ticket anywhere.
Not easy to do.
And give a very, very good show. And even the money that we do make, we give away. We're 100% non-for-profit, but we're very fortunate that we're able to work around the weather.
It's 8:41, 19 before the hour. How many people come to Heron Fest Italiana? The hardest thing in the world.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah.
You know, because you got everything from road races to trifestas to parades, the concert venues. There's almost as many people that come to the carnival as come to our concert venue. It's just unbelievable the amount of people that come to our carnival. So tens of thousands.
You know, when the guy was going up with the drone during the foreigner show last year, I was keeping hoping he'd get up there early enough so we could actually grid that off, count how many people were in a grid and do the multiplication to get a rough idea of how many people were there for that show.
One of the other things I wanted to say, people about this time of year always talk about us being sold out. It's very hard to sell our venue out because we can handle a lot of people. I can handle over 8,000. We can handle over 8,000 people. We have different sections that may sell out, like the VIP areas, certain nights are full. The seating's almost full. But our general admission area with three great big screens still give you a great concert, and there's plenty of tickets available for that. So please come out.
The screens added so much to the show.
Yeah.
Really Absolutely. Did, man.
Absolutely.
Well, you know that pesky front of house that you must have at every concert? We put a screen behind it, so it's not really blocking the stage. It's just giving you a better place to view.
Right.
So.
And because I can tell you with the Foreigner show that the screen, old guys.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's where my focus is, too, so I can be up to the stage without the compact nature of it.
That's right.
Guys, I'm glad you started your Monday off with me. Herrenfest Italiana. How many years? 25 years for the pageant, but they didn't start off.
This is our 27th year, and I forgot one new thing I almost got in trouble for. Festa TV. Make sure people check out Festa TV on the Midway. We're going to have a multi-sided TV for people to actually see everything that's going on that's outside the actual entertainment venue.
Cool.
I'd have gotten in trouble if I forgot that.
Yeah,
and those sponsors that we talk about, when you watch Festa TV, you'll get to see a lot of the people that deal with us. It's going to be a great thing on the Midway.
Good. Jack, Chris, good to see you.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.